All right, in this episode of A Gal and a Gay, we have some Game of Thrones news. Someone who is dead on the show is returning.
And after almost 30 years on the air, we're finally learning a little bit more about Homer Simpson, and specifically the kind of car he drives.
Would it be a car you drive?
No.
No, me either.
Probably not.
But it fits with the Simpsons.
Oh, definitely.
And then also in our Star Wars news, we have to have Star Wars news.
Always.
Every time.
Always.
This news is about the future of Princess Leia in the franchise.
This is A Gal and a Gay.
All right, welcome to episode 111. Of A Gal and a Gay.
Triple one. 111, if you didn't catch that.
Kitty's the translator today.
I'm Kitty. Thanks for joining us, along with Mick. We're finally back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But, I mean, this is kind of the slower time of year. Our last podcast was right before the first of the year.
And it was the tribute to Carrie Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, we have a little bit of news we'll talk about later regarding Carrie Fisher and Princess Leia's future in the franchise. What Lucasfilm is saying versus what we think will actually happen.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
But and there's always tons of Star Wars news, and of course we should be expecting in the next maybe couple weeks. We should be getting our first trailer.
Really?
Of episode 8.
I hope so.
I mean, they have to let Rogue One.
That's true.
Which I think what they should do is to get people back in the theater to watch Rogue One again. Say that they're going to release the trailer as a preview.
They should. Yeah.
Of Rogue One for this, you
Are
know, whatever
weekend.
Release
it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, or Star Wars Celebration too, but that's not till April. I don't think they're going to
wait. Right, they can't wait that long.
That long.
I bet they had to recut some trailers, maybe. Maybe they already had them since Carrie Fisher's dead.
But you're still going to...
Yeah, what I'm saying, maybe they'll feature her more prominently in the trailers now that she's gone, maybe.
I mean, this is going to be a Heath Ledger, Dark Knight kind of thing.
Oh, definitely. Situation. Definitely, yeah.
Because people are going to want to know how it's going to end. You know, where she's at. Anyway, we'll talk more about that a little bit later. Actually speaking of Carrie Fisher, you haven't watched Bright Lights.
Not yet, no.
You need to put that on your list.
It's on my list.
I know there's a lot of things
there
on your list.
There are a lot of
You've gotten
things.
Through some things
I know,
on your
I'm
list.
Working my way through
Not
things,
full
but...
episodes of what's on your list, as I've learned. I started watching a series of unfortunate events. Neil Patrick Harris is in it. Warburton, from Seinfeld.
Joan Cusack.
Oh, Joan Cusack.
And some other folks, but it's very good. I mean, I didn't finish the first episode. I watched most of it.
Yeah.
I got
No, but here's the real story. So I told her to watch it. She said, "Oh yeah, I watched the first episode. I really liked it." You know, whatever.
I did.
And then I'm like, "Wow, I can't believe this happened." And she just gave me a look, and I'm like, I thought you said you watched the first episode. It's the very last thing in the episode. Oh no, I think I fell asleep.
I did.
I didn't think I needed a spoiler alert for that, but yeah.
I liked it before I fell asleep. It's no bearing on the show. That's just me. I like to sleep.
Now, did you watch the movie with Jim Carrey?
I did, and I was there only one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did see the movie. I remember it vague. I mean, I saw it once. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not familiar with the books, so I don't really know anything. But I know it's a very beloved franchise.
I love the sense of humor. So since you didn't even finish episode one, you kind of get a really good sense of it. But in episode two and episode three, like, it's so funny.
And I like it. Like, I was telling you, it reminds me of, it's very Tim Burton-esque. Mm-hmm. And I like that a lot. I'm a big fan of Tim Burton. So that's what I like about it. And I do like the story, kind of the storytelling, storybook almost way they're telling it, you know, or at least in the first episode, first three quarters of the episode that I watched. Anyway, I do like it. And I like the whole look and everything. So I will definitely go back and finish it, but I just, I liked it a lot. And Neil Patrick Harris is great. So
he really is. And it's hard because Jim Carrey was such a He's obviously larger than life when he gets into his in those roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is similar to how Jim Carrey portrayed it, but Neil Patrick Harris brings this whole different...
I feel like his is a lot more humorous, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's not he's evil. Obviously, he's a bad guy, obviously, but there's a lot of really funny stuff about it, and I really like that the humor mixed in there. So.
It's a little not too over the top. It's more subtle.
Yes,
and I appreciate
you know, and some of his jokes are kind of sarcastic and stuff, you know, which I really enjoy. So yeah, I like it so far.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Some other shows that we've been watching. We both watched Travelers.
Travelers
with Eric McCormick.
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It is one of those shows that you need to pay attention to because you will get lost.
Don't take naps.
Don't take naps. No, you gotta pay attention. Mm-hmm. You know, I still don't know if I loved the ending, but I'm excited to see.
I mean, they left...
There's a lot,
in the middle. I mean, it is cliffhanger, but it's like, it left off right before action began. Like, it was an interesting way to end it.
Yes.
Because I didn't expect... Because
there's still a lot of questions. Like, there's still some things I don't quite understand what happened. So it's like, of course, they're probably going to answer that next season. But, I mean, overall, I enjoyed it. It's a really... cool, interesting, different kind of show. So yeah, I really liked it a lot.
And there are a lot of ways that they can take the next season. A lot of the where they're from, the travelers are from, we never get to see that world.
Yes, and that's what I would really like to see, is to see where they're from and what their life is definitely like.
But I also like the fact that we haven't seen their world either.
Well, yeah,
it
leaves
it to the
imagination. There's that mystery, you know, we've seen glimpses of it, just like of seeing kind of what they wear in that world and just kind of hearing, so you can kind of get an idea in your mind of what things are like there, but still it would be nice to get a flashback and or something like that. And I'm sure we'll get that eventually, but I do, yeah, I do like that, so.
And I don't think we've heard if it's getting us, if it has a...
You know what, I don't know, I haven't seen anything, but I feel like it's done pretty well, so.
Yeah. You know, a lot of those Netflix shows do fairly well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean... I don't know if they've outright canceled any of their series yet, or Narcos. I think they did cancel that, but after one season, they haven't. So I think Narcos was a couple, at least a few seasons. So anyway, also lots of product placement in Travelers, which cracked me up.
You noticed that?
I did. I noticed
didn't
it.
At all. And I was paying attention through those shows. And the thing is, we binged a lot of it. And it was like, okay, we've got to stop in between episodes so I can get on my iPad or play my Super Mario Run, which I love so much. I'm addicted. But yeah, so...
just fun. I don't know. I don't know why I noticed it.
I think I maybe did a couple times, but then I just...
You know, because usually when someone's drinking out of a cup or a bottle or something, it's not a brand name. And then you go, oh, that's a Coca-Cola. And then the next episode, there's more Coca-Cola. And the third episode, oh, there's another Coca-Cola.
Oh,
it's just funny. When you notice it, it's like, oh, yeah, Coca-Cola is funding this, I guess. But, you know, anyway, it's a good show. I watched The OA over the weekend, binged it. Very good. Also, another really good one. Another one where the ending is a little open-ended, or, you know, you don't really know what to think.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it. It's another show you're going to have to pay attention to, but it's very good. The whole feel and the whole thing, it's a little hard to describe, but I really enjoyed it. So it's another one of those sci-fi kind of shows. So
and I was reading an article, and I think we talked about it before we started watching it, about how... The article was mentioning how it could really change the storytelling format for a lot of these streaming shows.
Definitely.
The streaming shows are not, they don't have to follow the formula that the broadcast shows have to, because they have to take into consideration the commercial breaks. Well, with streaming shows, they don't have to.
Yeah.
And they were mentioning that the OA, you know, there are some episodes that it might be an hour and 3 minutes.
Yes.
Another episode might be 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's definitely how it is.
It's all dependent on
the
episode.
The very first episode, I mean, it gets right to it, and they don't show the credits or even the title sequence until the very end. And the way they did it was, it worked so well. I really enjoyed it. And they kind of did that throughout. Like, they don't, there's not an open that they have to run every time and that sort of thing. And I did notice the way they did it this time, with this series at least. And I really liked it. You know, I think it's something that other series could benefit from. So, but I recommend it. Y'all should watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I watched the first episode and I finished the first episode. So, I liked it. I don't like the guy. And I mean, I'm sure he's
Which guy?
They made him that way.
Yeah.
One who punched the other kid in the throat.
And... Oh, yeah. He's a... You love hate him. I mean, he gets more tolerable. And they do a good job of eventually making you feel kind of sorry for him. Because he's a tortured kid. And he's just acting out. So... But it all... It's really neat because the whole ensemble cast is really great. Just eventually there's a group of five of them and they're all from different walks of life and it's really good. So yeah,
And there stick are with it. 8 episodes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay. Not a lot. So yeah, stick with it.
So another show, we just got back from vacation. So now with Netflix, I love that you can download some episodes are available for download. And so I needed a couple 30-minute shows, and so, you know, obviously Parks and Rec, I downloaded, I watched a couple of those, but also, I've been reading more articles about how people love BoJack Horseman.
Yeah, it's very popular.
And so, I remember trying to watch it, it's been a while, and I was like, I don't know, I really can't get into it, but then I downloaded... I just started with 2 episodes, and I watched them back to back on the flight, and so funny. Like, I think a lot of times, because we have all these different devices, when you are a captive audience, and we're on the plane, so that I couldn't be on my phone. I was just on my iPad, and you get to pay attention, and you get to pay it. You know, listen to the dialogue. I mean, Amy Sedaris. Is getting her own series, but she is on this series and she's a series regular. She is a main character. You have Will Arnett.
Amy Sedaris is just hilarious in general. So
Aaron Paul, who's in it, but also produces it. You have Alison Brie.
It's a great cast.
It's a great cast, and it's actually really, really funny, and it's so good. So highly recommend it. And again, 30 minutes. And I think you just have to give it, I think, two... I really only needed 2 episodes. And I was like, okay, I can watch this. It's kind of in the same line as Bob's Burgers. And I'm comparing it to other animated adult shows. But it's really, really good.
So, yeah, I know. I need to go and watch it. I've heard good things. I've just never really gotten around to watch it. So.
And unpredictable, too. I like that.
That's good. Yeah.
So yes, you should.
I started watching just last night Kings of Con, which I was telling you about, and it's from 2 of the guys who are on Supernatural, Rob Benedict, I think his name is, and Richard Spite, who had minor roles on Supernatural, and the fandom loves them. But anyway, they started their own web series that's produced for San Diego Comic-Con. They have like a web channel, and so it's called Kings of Con, and each episode is only 15 minutes long, which is nice. But they're pretty much playing spoofs of themselves. You know, they're these washed-up actors who had these minor roles on this cult TV show, and now they do the con circuit, and it's really funny. It's really funny.
Have to have watched Supernatural to appreciate...
No. I mean, if you've been to a Comic-Con, or you've just you know the kind of culture there is with Comic-Con, you know that there are actors who that's what they do now. They go to cons, you know. So I think if you are a fan of just pop culture in general, in that whole world, I guess, you'll think it's funny. I mean, they do make some Supernatural jokes that are funny to people who are fans because
inside jokes.
Yeah, they have those inside jokes, and they allude to Jensen and Jared, who are the big stars, and they're like, oh, Jensen and Jared got their own rooms. Except they're not called Jensen and Jared. They have different names because they're like spoofs on themselves, but you know, they're always like the big guys, you know, they don't get here till Sunday, and we're here, you know. It's just really funny stuff, and anyway, I enjoyed it. So it's only, you can watch it on San Diego Comic-Con, you can find it online, and I think you have to pay for a subscription for it. Amazon also has the channel available through Prime. Really? You have to sign up for a trial, but anyway, I really liked it, so I just, you know, I'm a Supernatural fanatic. You know, it just looked like a funny show, so I enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm going to finish watching that tonight, hopefully. Okay. But yeah, what else? I've also been really listening to Anna Faris's podcast.
Like, I know you've been telling me really
nonstop, and I love it. She's
really
great. She's so funny, And the whole podcast is really funny. And, you know, there's just been some really great guests on there. And they take callers. But, yeah. Anna Faris is Unqualified. Y'all should listen to it. She's great. And her husband, Chris Pratt, is on there quite often. And she's had like, Retta and Aubrey Plaza and a bunch of people from Parks and Rec on there. And it's really funny. So
I watched or listened to the
I
one
just listened to one with Lance Bass, and he was great. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, I'll give it a try. I did listen. The first one I listened to was the one with Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah, that one's good.
I just felt it wasn't. And podcasts are not supposed to be structured. I don't know. I just felt like it was a little that one. And this was an earlier one.
Yeah.
It was a little too all over the place for me.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of them that they're especially in the beginning. They're kind of all over the place, and depending on the guests, they can be. But I mean, you learn. I would recommend listening to the one with Dax Shepard. I mean, he's great, and that one's really funny. Yeah. Or even Milo Ventimiglia, however you say his name. Mm-hmm. He was a good one. Anyway, you just got to listen to a lot more, yeah. They are kind of, especially one of the first ones with TJ Miller was all over the place. Funny, but yeah, it can get all over the place. But it's still a lot of fun, so.
Hmm.
Anyway, I recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Try a few different ones. You'll like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can do that. Okay, so we have this article we found that is basically it shows the most popular shows by state.
So on Netflix.
On Netflix. But yes. It's not Netflix.
Not Netflix only shows. It's just shows that you can stream on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it's very interesting.
It's very interesting. There's a lot of scandal.
Tons of scandal.
Scandal at Missouri, where we are, is the number one. Jane the Virgin is in Kansas which is so weird. I know. There's lots of scandal. Scandal, like Iowa, like scandal. Arkansas, like scandal. Louisiana, like scandal. But there's a lot of Texas is Narcos. Wisconsin is Making a Murderer, which is
nope.
Oh, sorry.
That's Illinois, but close by.
Oh, I thought that was Wisconsin. Sorry.
That's all right. Wisconsin is Fuller House.
Fuller House. That's weird.
It's very weird.
But Making a Murderer is popular all around Wisconsin.
In Minnesota and Illinois. That's funny. Yeah. Lots of Orange is the New Black.
Is that? That's Tennessee. That's
Which, not Georgia. Okay, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Hawaii.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. Scandal. Bloodline. House of Cards, which is, I think that's, I can't think of the word now. Where is that?
North Carolina?
Yes.
South Carolina?
Around the D.C. area is what I'm trying to say here.
And The Walking Dead is only big in,
what's above Tennessee? Kentucky. We are terrible at geography.
It took three courses of geography for me to pass in college. So,
I know some of them, but when you get to the East Coast, they start to get jumbled for me.
But it also, this map is all red. Like, if
that's
I could
true.
See, like, some topography, I feel.
Peaky Blinders, too, which is weird. It's, what is that? Is that Wyoming?
I did not like Peaky Blinders, no.
Montana.
Montana. I did not like Peaky.
Yeah, Portlandia is...
of course, Oregon.
Oregon. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is California. Gilmore Girls, which is... That's Nevada. Utah? Utah. Arizona. Yeah, New Mexico.
Yep.
Arizona. Yeah, Utah. iZombie is... Is that Wyoming?
Mm-hmm. That's Wyoming.
Yeah, which is weird. So anyway, it's just kind of interesting. Who put this list out? It's from...
I feel like we posted this on our... Thing.
Probably.
Yeah, what we
did. It's just kind of interesting. So these are the shows that, you know, are most streamed, I guess, on Netflix in these states. So anyway.
Yeah, it's fun to look at.
Yeah, I have not watched Scandal once, so.
I watched the first season. It was. I mean, it's. I've been mean. It's kind of like Making a. Not Making a Murderer.
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. Love the first season, and then in the end, I'm like.
Yeah, I need to.
I don't know if I'm gonna finish this.
I've been meaning to go. Back and watch it. Just, you know, I have other stuff to watch, so
yeah. Understandable.
Yes.
All right, let's get to some TV news.
Okay. All right, so another TV show that I was once in love with and then I kind of lost interest is Nashville. It's back now, and apparently it's better than ever. Mm-hmm. I just haven't gotten around to watching it.
It is. It is way better.
You know, I just, like, after last season, it was just, you know, such a chore, and I'm sure it's much better, but, like, at this point, I've kind of lost interest in it as a whole. I feel like if I go and watch it, I will get my interest back, but mm-hmm. it's just getting me there, you know, that's taking the time,
yeah.
I think. But you like it so far.
Yeah, I mean, almost anything is an improvement from
right.
last season.
Mm-hmm.
So in CMT... I have a feeling it's going to get renewed for another season.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because so far, it is breaking records on CMT. So, its debut drew 2.1 million, making it the network's most watched original series telecast ever. And then this most recent episode was up 14% from the week before.
Wow.
So, it's climbing. And, I mean, it is. It's much, much better than last season. They have scaled down the cast a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because there's no Layla. There's no...
Oh, yeah. Will. Not Will. Is that his name?
That's his
real name. I always get it confused.
I can't remember his name on the show, but...
Luke. Luke Wheeler. Luke that's Wheeler. What his name is, yeah.
But... And it's interesting because, I mean, they have a pretty... I mean, they have a gay storyline going on. And of course,
so Will still
that
has
CMT.
His... Mm-hmm. Will the...
Yep.
Yeah, go. That's good. I'm glad they didn't get rid of him because I liked mm-hmm. his character.
Well, they wouldn't have gotten rid of him because of the chemistry between the three guys.
That's true. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Those yep. were some of my favorite scenes last season.
Yep.
So
it's... I mean, it's worth it. I watched... Because they released part one of the premiere
mm-hmm.
like back in December, and then they premiered it the next one in January, and it's good. It's good. Juliet is back on track.
Good.
Which is
good.
And then, of course, Connie Britton just announced on Ellen recently that despite some rumors, because there were a few, and we even reported on some of them, and we didn't report on them as rumors because I thought it was, I mean, it was as is.
She was out, right?
She was out. She wasn't going to be in every episode. So now she is saying, nope, she's staying put. So, which is good news.
Well, I mean, that's good, yeah.
She's one of the biggest draws for the
Absolutely.
Show. I will tell you that I'm really getting tired of Hunter and Scarlet.
Right. That's the... Oh, God. I know, I just seeing previews and I was like, oh, God, I'm so over. Gunner...
Scarlet. It's actually
Scarlet. Yeah, Scarlet. Yeah, it's true.
I think she's the one that should be sent packing next. Or separate them. I just don't like them together.
Yeah, I hate this, you know, they're together, then they're not, they're back together, like, I just hate that, you know, mm-hmm. it's, ugh, I don't know. Yeah.
I will say that this season they have, like, a stalker, Raina has a stalker, so it's like, oh, are we going down the soap opera thing,
really?
Which is fine.
Yeah, it is, because
it's
a soap
it was
opera.
At the end, so I don't think they're, and it's like, it was pretty obvious who they think, they want you to think it is, I don't know, so...
So is Maddie back in the picture?
She is. But she doesn't have as big... I mean, the episode that I watched, she didn't have as big of an episode or of a part. But, I mean, they're still around, so...
All right. Well, I will get around to it. Maybe.
I know. It's tough.
You know? Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the thing. Like, Sleepy Hollow returned, and I don't... think I'm even gonna pick it up again.
I can't believe that show's still on.
I am too. I am shocked that they got another season, but they made so many changes and everything, and last season was that I don't even really want to watch it. Even though I love Tom Meissen, who plays Ichabod, but yeah, I don't know, probably not gonna watch it. Kind of gave it up.
Yeah that's understandable.
Yeah.
You know what, I'm not gonna give up.
What's that?
Is Golden Girls coming to Hulu. And I love this, that it's coming to Hulu on Galentine's Day.
I know, I love it.
That's so awesome.
I know.
If you're not familiar with Parks and Rec, they came up with this
Galentine's Day, which is the day before Valentine's Day, where Leslie wants to celebrate all the female friendships in her life, and she calls it Galentine's Day, and it's very cute. There's some good episodes about it. But yeah, so Golden Girls, which is a popular show. I mean, even to this day, people love it, so... I'm surprised it hasn't been streaming before now.
You couldn't get it.
Right? Yeah. I just don't understand that. There's so many great shows.
Designing Women 2, Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
It's all locked up with those production companies.
I know,
and
I hate it.
And who owns
the
rights.
Put it somewhere so we can all watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you put an old show somewhere, people will watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? I don't know.
I thought it was interesting in this article. It mentioned that, I mean, Golden Girls ran from 85 to 92. And each one of them won an Emmy for the portrayal of their
character. Really? I didn't know that.
So Bea Arthur, Betty White.
And by the way, it is Betty White's 95th birthday
today.
Today? Yes.
I know. Betty White and... There are two people... There's another...
There is somebody else.
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't remember.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, there is somebody else.
But also, and I need to mention this, and we were planning on talking about it, but Black-ish's last episode.
I've heard it's really good.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I watched a clip of it, and yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
I know. I need to go and watch it. I just, Anthony Anderson, I just don't really like him, but I love Tracy Ellis Ross and
the entire cast.
Yeah.
Oh, and Wanda Sykes is in it.
Oh.
Oh,
I didn't know she was
so
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's one of his coworkers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, spot on.
Yeah.
Fantastic. They've done some really, really good episodes.
Yeah.
So anyway, I recommend Black-ish for sure.
Hmm.
What else do we have? We have... I'm going to try and be good about this one because I told Kitty earlier that the Gay Mafia is always listening. And
Andy Cohen, who everyone knows from Bravo and stuff he does on Bravo...
What Happens Live.
Yeah.
So I have to help her.
I can't remember what that show was called. It was something
my
live.
My membership is going to get revoked.
Yeah, you
don't
want your gay card taken away.
Yeah.
He's rebooting Love Connection, but it'll be gay friendly. It's going to be on Fox. So he's rebooting the classic game show, Love Connection. So there you go. I will be the first to say I am not a huge fan of Andy Cohen. There's something about him that rubs me the wrong way, even though he is a Missouri native, St. Louis native. I don't know. I will probably not watch the show, given the fact that he hosts it. And my co-host, while he's not saying anything with his mouth, he's telling me things with his eyes. And
what? She's lying. She is lying. There is no video of this. There's going to be 15 one-hour episodes of Love Connection. No premiere date has been set.
15 one-hour episodes? Ugh. Yeah, I don't know.
But it will be on the summer schedule someplace.
Okay. Yeah, there it is. I don't know. I'm just not really into this rebooting game shows from the 80s or 70s or 80s, you know?
It did work for NBC last year.
What did they reboot?
They rebooted a couple different things. Match Game.
Oh, that's right.
All this stuff.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, if you like Andy Cohen, and who doesn't?
Right?
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 I don't need the Gay Mafia after me either, so.
Yeah. Oh, they come after you. They'll come after you, too. So.
But I love the gays.
Well, I know. I know, but.
Anyway, look for that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else. Happy endings.
Going from that. Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
So we talk about our love for the show Happy Endings on here quite often.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Hulu now. And we talk
and
about...
And I still watch it.
I do, too. We talk about the possibility of a reunion all the time because, I mean, I think fans of the show desperately want more episodes. But Adam Pally, who played Max, recently said, you know, hey, if we're going to do one, I think we'd all be open to it. They're all still friends. They all still get along, you know. And so who knows? There's still hope for one yet. Maybe it'll be this year. Maybe it'll be 10 years from now. But Let's hope.
I love the quote that he gave TV Guide. He said, "I'll say the same thing I always say, which is I think the way everybody in the cast feels, which is we love each other and we're all kind of all best friends. Those are my friends. So if there's an opportunity to do it, I think we would all jump at it."
Yes.
I love that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I know.
I think it was kind of ahead of its time, and ABC didn't help it by moving it around.
I know.
And the problem was, it was doing well. Excuse me. And so ABC thought, oh, well, let's move it after Modern Family and try and build an audience on another night. You can't.
Yeah, you can't do that. Exactly. You can't do that. You know, and the first season, too, they aired a bunch of episodes out of order, because when you go back and watch it, it's, why? Right. Why did they do it that way?
Yeah, they didn't air it even in order.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, I think they really set it up to fail, and it's a really great show. And if you haven't watched it, go to Hulu and watch it now, because it's hilarious. So, yeah, I don't know.
I can't believe you didn't catch this piece of news.
I know, I didn't see it.
How they named Homer's car. I watched The Simpsons for quite some time, and that's another show I need to still... You can drop in and watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
Every week.
I would say...
I still watch South Park.
I mean, I don't watch a lot of... I don't really watch any of the newer episodes, but it's from, like, season one between... Like, season one and 10 is really, like, when I grew up watching it. I would say maybe all the way to season 12. So I grew up watching The Simpsons, and it's something that I love, love, love still. And I always... And I go back to this day and just watch stuff from, like, season 5, season 6, season 7... because it's still so funny, but they finally revealed the make and model of Homer's car, which is the pink car that, you know, you see in the opening, and it's beat up and everything, but apparently it is a 1986 Plymouth Junkerola, which makes a lot of sense. I just like that. It's definitely the kind of car Homer would drive.
So. I will tell everyone out there listening that this is going to be in Trivial Pursuit, the next edition.
That's true. Oh, absolutely.
So just get this ingrained.
Put that in your mind.
In your mind.
Tuck it away back there for your useless trivia nights.
86 Plymouth
Junkerola.
Junkerola.
Plymouth Junkerola. And I'll tell you, so much of what I've learned in life or remember, just like weird trivia tidbits, is from The Simpsons, and I'm not even joking, because I watched it so much as a kid and even as an adult.
Like what?
That, oh God, now I can't think of anything, but there were things that pop out, I'm like, I knew that from The Simpsons. That George Bush was in the CIA. I've just known that from since I was a kid because of The Simpsons. I don't know. I can't think of anything. But there are things that every once in a while something will pop up and I'm like, oh yeah, The Simpsons talked about that. And for whatever reason, I remember it. So.
Pop culture.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Also an education.
Yes, absolutely. And it boggles my mind to think that there, because I've met kids who are my age, people are my age, who weren't allowed to watch The Simpsons growing up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like,
no, my parents didn't know about
my
that.
Parents.
This is awesome.
My parents let us watch anything and everything, and Simpsons was like our family show. So anyway.
Yeah, I still remember when it came out.
Yeah, me too. Anyway. Simpsons car. Okay. From one car to another.
Oh, we didn't even try.
I know, look at that.
Comedians.
We are so good at producing.
We're naturals, I think. Comedians in cars. Well, it's heading over to Netflix.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
And this is the series with Jerry Seinfeld, correct? Where he brings in friends and friends in and they drive around and they
I was telling you
comedians.
Earlier, there's the one with Julia Louis-Dreyfus and it is,
I can't even, I bet it's
they're
hilarious.
Like brother and sister.
Yeah, I have to watch
and
that one.
It is so...
I will watch anything she's in. I love her so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's funny because I remember when it came out, Lily is the one who told me about it. Because again, it's a web series. Like, I hadn't heard of it. And of course, she's from New York and all this stuff. And so she texted me and she's like, I don't know if you know about this show, but it's called, you know, Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. She's like, you have to watch this episode with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's like, it's us. She's like, it's the two of us. This would be us if we did this. And I watched it, and there were a couple moments where I'm like, oh my God, it is us. Like, just how they interact and stuff like that. So It's really good. It's really funny. And so, I mean, so smart. And I love the fact that we have all these platforms now where shows like this can get made.
Right.
And they're not held to these broadcast exactly. networks. Even though currently we work at a broadcast network. But I'm just saying that...
No, absolutely. You know, that they have the freedom to do what they want, to make it the way they want mm-hmm. it. And... It's beneficial for the audience because you go and you see original fun content that's not, you know, messed with.
Right.
You know, so.
And I love the fact that, so all 59 episodes that have already aired will be also part of the steal. So Netflix will pick
those
up.
Oh, that's
cool. And then they're going to produce 24 new episodes. So.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. When is that moving? Does it say? Late 2017.
Yeah, late 2017. That's what it says. Well, probably because they're waiting to get the new ones so they can hook the people who are fans of it with the new ones, but then everyone can watch.
God, that's been on since 2012.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I think it just started out as he just did.
I think you're right.
It was all sponsored by the car maker.
Huh.
And that's how they paid for it. Was he... Because, you know, he stopped. They talk about the car a little bit in the beginning and all that stuff. But it's so good.
Have you seen previews for the Santa Clarita Diet with Drew Barrymore?
Well, remember we
Timothy
were watching...
Timothy Olyphant? What was that on?
Remember we were watching the Golden Globes?
Yes.
And we didn't...
That's
I wasn't
right.
paying attention. I'm like, what is... Oh, she's doing Weight Watchers now? Like,
I know.
I don't get it. Like,
I know. What is this?
Drew, you've never really been...
I know.
Heavy, like, I don't get it. And then I saw the eyeballs in the thing. And
yes.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like, it messes with your head a little
bit.
It does. But there's a new trailer that was released today.
Oh, really?
That, like, she's gnawing on body parts.
See, yeah, I don't know. It's something about them eating humans, and so I'm very excited to see it. I like horror-y things, and I think it's a comedy, obviously. At least that's the way they're marketing it. So I don't, but I don't know when it hits Netflix. I haven't been able to find a date yet.
Well, like I said,
despite
just came
all my Googling,
out with a new trailer today.
So I'm hoping sometime soon. Since
so
they're pushing it.
It has to be part of it.
Yeah. Anyway, Timothy Olyphant plays her husband, and it looks really.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So. I'm excited for that one to hit.
Let me see.
Santa Clarita Diet. I am. Oh, yeah. There's a screenshot of her gnawing on some legs.
Oh,
February 3rd. So soon.
See, there you go.
There we go. February 3rd.
You ask and you shall receive.
I know. Look at that. Look at that. Awesome. February 3rd. I know what I'm doing that weekend. Watching the show. All
right. So we have a little Game of Thrones news.
We do.
Which I guess this is be a little surprising. So spoiler alert.
Yeah, if you haven't watched last seven or last season.
Or you don't, or you don't want to know what's coming up.
Yeah.
So apparently, Walter Frey is back in the fray. Does that work?
Yeah, that works. Kind of. Yeah, I think it works.
I think it does work.
Yeah. Huh. It's clever.
I know. It just
clever.
Just pops.
Look at that. Just
right off the top of my head.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Yep, it does work. It does work. It does work.
It works. It works.
The actor who plays Walter Frey has been seen on set.
Yes.
So you know what that means. Even though he died.
Arya, you know, killed him at the end of season 6. At least we thought she did. So, who knows?
Well, she'll probably be wearing his face.
Well, yeah, it says he may be appearing in a flashback scene. Yeah, or a scene where Arya wears his face.
Mm-hmm. Because apparently...
Well, she is a many-faced god or no-face, whatever that is.
Yeah.
She's one of those people now. So, you know, maybe she can. Once she kills somebody, she can wear their face.
Well, she wore that girl's face.
That's true. She did. You're right. She did. Yeah.
So I think from everything I read that she's going to be taking everyone out, basically. She's going to be doing the Lady Stoneheart role, which sucks. That's the only thing I will say.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of BS that they didn't bring Caitlyn.
I think
back.
That would have been a really cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
A really cool storyline, but, I mean, I understand why they're not, I guess, but it still would have been cool to have it. But
yeah. And, of course, George R. R. Martin has said recently that Whoa. The new book will be out this year. We'll see.
That's true. We will see.
But he said this last year, too. So.
That's true. No one's going to believe it until they see it.
Right. Absolutely not. He should be focusing on the book. Instead, he's doing other things. But, and also, it looks like HBO is looking at the spinoff factor of maybe doing a prequel of Game of Thrones. Of course, they still have a year or so before.
Yeah, that's true.
They would need to start production for it to start airing. Because really, I mean, how great would it be is if on the Sunday that Game of Thrones finally ends on HBO, the following Sunday,
yeah,
there's another...
The prequel starts. Mm-hmm. And we get to learn all the previous stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd watch it, definitely. Mm-hmm. So... Anyway.
All right.
So that's our TV news, right? Mm-hmm. That's all we got. We're going to get to some movie news, which includes Star Wars.
All Star Wars.
That's right.
All right. In movie news, a.k.a. Star Wars news, we'll get to the Leia stuff in a minute. But first, it's been confirmed that Woody Harrelson has joined the Han Solo spinoff standalone movie, and he'll be playing, from what we understand, Han Solo's mentor in this movie.
Oh,
so we already know
he's gonna be a smuggler too, probably.
Yeah. We also know Donald Glover is going to play Lando
Calrissian,
and of course Chewbacca will be part of it, and also Emily Clarke, Daenerys,
that's right,
from Game of Thrones, mm-hmm, will also be in it. Her character is we don't know who it is, who she's playing. Just go around. But obviously, she's a love interest. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah,
it's
probably
so obvious.
Definitely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Woody Harrelson, I mean, he was fantastic in Hunger Games.
Oh, so good. I know. I love Woody Harrelson, mm-hmm, so I'm excited to see what he's going to be doing.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't want him to be this. I don't want him to be the same character.
Woody Harrelson. You don't want him to be
the same.
Haymitch.
I don't want.
You don't want that.
No. I liked Haymitch a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want that character.
I no,
want something
absolutely.
New.
No,
something
he needs.
For Star
yeah,
Wars.
Absolutely.
So, and obviously that role probably helped get him this role. Mm-hmm. But again, I want something different. I want something fresh.
I'm sure it'll be
new.
Something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about.
Like a space cowboy. That's what I'm envisioning.
Yeah.
Space cowboy.
Well, if he's Han's mentor,
right,
he's basically a space
exactly.
cowboy.
Exactly!
So.
That's
yeah. Okay, so episode 8 and beyond. So Lucasfilm, so there was talk, they had a meeting with Carrie Fisher's estate about where they go with the character. Clearly that conversation was, can we CGI
mm-hmm.
make General Leia come back for episode 9 like they did with Grand Moff Tarkin
mm-hmm.
in Rogue One? A lot of good reviews. I mean, some people didn't even know it was CGI.
Yeah.
They did such a great job with it. It was obviously pretty clear that it was a CGI Princess Leia at the end of Rogue
obviously,
One.
Obviously, yes.
Mm-hmm. Obviously. But now they have to figure out where they go. Lucasfilm, after the meeting, they did come out and say, you know, we usually don't address rumors and stuff, but here's the deal. We don't have any plans to make a CGI General Leia in future movies. Kitty, go.
I don't believe it. I don't think they're going to do a whole movie of her CGI, but I bet there will be some scenes where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Or even fancy editing, I don't know, or something. I think there's going to be some CGI Leia, in, especially the last film. So at
yep.
some point, I bet we will see it.
So I guess, spoiler alert, I don't know. So we basically already know that she survives episode 8.
Yes.
And that she had a larger role planned for episode 9. There were two scenes that we are going to see, or we're going to see. Anyway, the confrontation with her son, Ben Solo. Actually, we don't even know if his last name is Solo. That's for another podcast.
What?
Yes.
I missed that one.
Actually, maybe we'll talk about that in a second. So his last name might not be Solo. Anyway, but with her son and being reunited with Luke. We don't know if that's already happened in episode 8.
That's true.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I would say reunited with Luke, yes.
Yes. definitely.
I don't think the confrontation with Ben. But maybe.
I don't know.
Anyway, those are the two scenes that were going to happen. And she was supposed to have a substantial role in episode 9. Which...
I mean, at this point, did they rewrite episode 9? If they have no plans to CGI her, as they say. Don't you think that mean... Wouldn't that mean they have to go back to the drawing board pretty much for episode 9?
Mm-hmm.
So...
You don't do that.
Right! I mean, this stuff has been in the works for years now.
They took out $50 million and what, they're going to start filming
next year?
They're supposed to start in April of this year.
Episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
So there. I mean, that can't be... I mean, they can't delay production, right?
Mm-mm.
They're on this whole schedule. So, yeah. I just don't... I don't know.
You don't kill off General Leia...
No. Between
films.
No.
You can't.
No.
Not with this character.
That would be like killing Harrison or killing Han.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Having just him be dead, you know, for no reason. But yeah. So I don't know. They say there's not going to be CGI, but I bet there will be some.
There will be.
I bet there will be.
Mhm.
And I don't know. I think a little bit I would be okay with if they tried to do a whole movie with her. I don't know if I would like that, but...
But there are key scenes you have to have.
True. There are.
And really what they technically... And I did go down a Reddit rabbit
hole. Of course you did.
But how they were saying that really what they should do and the plans for what happens after episode 9. Let's be honest. Okay. Here we go. Let's be honest.
Yes.
So, let's be honest, and this maybe should be a whole segment for Star Wars.
Let's be honest.
Number one, Rey is a Skywalker.
Right,
Rey. We've already established this. They're not losing that fucking name.
We're not.
They're not losing the name. Also, Is there going to be another trilogy? Yes, there's going to be another trilogy.
Definitely.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
The Skywalker saga is going to continue forever. Forever.
I just read, now that you say that, I just read somewhere that they're considering Millie Bobby Brown to play... like a young Leia in some movie.
Oh, really? Oh, she'd be so good.
She would be great.
Oh.
And I think she would be a perfect fit. And now I can't remember what it was, but I remember seeing that. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. So for whatever reason, they haven't need a young Leia. Millie Bobby Brown, I think, is a perfect
fit. Get her now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
But anyway... There will always be the Skywalker saga. There just is.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Always and forever, They are not getting rid of the Skywalker name. They're just not.
It's the Skywalker story. The Star Wars story.
Disney bought fucking Star Wars for billions of dollars.
Exactly.
I mean, granted, Rogue One did fantastic.
Did fantastic, yeah.
But they are not losing the Skywalker saga.
No.
They're just not.
No.
So, no matter what, how they might want to, we're not. Okay, but they are. But the next trilogy, they were saying, okay, well, they could, Luke and Leia in this trilogy, they end, and then you jump ahead 10 years with where Rey takes the Jedi and all this stuff. But they're not losing. So then between, she passed away from old age, whatever. But you can't do it in the middle of this.
No.
Trilogy.
No.
You can't.
No.
You can't. Okay.
She has to be in the last film of this trilogy.
She absolutely has to be. And this is still 2 years away. 2.5 years away.
That's true, it is.
They have plenty of time to do it. And I'm sorry, Carrie Fisher would be like, yes, you're right.
It's a good point. I don't think she would care.
Right.
She'd be like, yes, CGI me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She loved, apparently... the CGI of her in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets it. She, and you haven't watched the documentary, but she is Princess Leia. Princess Leia was her. That's who she, you can't recast her. Even though somebody suggested Stevie Nicks, who
oh my God.
A lot yes. like her. A lot like her.
You're right.
So.
No, but still no. You can't recast her. There's no way. So.
Okay, so let's get back to the Ben Solo.
Yes, thing. Tell me this. What this is
this? This is fascinating.
Is this another Reddit thing?
Probably. It probably was. But okay, so here's the thing. So Bail Organa, her dad, Organa is not his given name. That is his married name. So in the Alderaan universe, the Alderaan planet, you take the wife's name, especially if they're royalty. So Bail, his last name was never Organa until he married Lady Organa.
Amidala?
No. She was just a minor. She didn't have a speaking role in the prequels.
Oh.
But he was, because there's like there's actual canon. He was that before he married her. So in that civilization, you take the woman's last name, especially family name.
Okay.
Because they're royalty. So there's still, even though her planet was blown up, Alderaan was blown up, there were still other Alderaans out. And so apparently during this 30 years, Leia went in search of these Alderaans, whatever, that there's still a little group of them. They don't have their planet, but they're still the civilization. So there's a chance that Ben is an Organa. And that's why they're making set. That's why she didn't, because she's still married to Han Solo in the Star Wars universe, but her name is Organa.
Oh, so which makes you wait?
She wouldn't. So even though she's married to Han Solo, she's not taking his last name.
But he wouldn't take her. No. But he would have to take her name. He would, but yeah.
I mean, it's Han Solo.
Yeah.
Ben
would be Organa. Yeah, Organa. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's why they didn't. That's why they never have said his last name yet, and they're not saying it because they're waiting for that to be a reveal.
That's interesting.
Isn't that really?
That is interesting. But either way, she's still the son of Luke and Leia and Han, right?
Right.
But I mean, interesting.
Yeah. Something.
That's real nerd. That's real nerd.
But it makes sense.
It does.
Because it's like, well, we know they're married, but why is her last name Organa? Why is she going by General Organa?
Yeah, makes sense.
I was like, because, you know, she's from Alderaan. Yeah. They keep the family name of the matriarch.
Ben Solo sounds better though.
Ben Solo does sound better. Ben Organa.
Or Ben Organa.
She will live on too, because we know Rey's a Skywalker. So Skywalker or Organa will always be part of.
It's true. It's true.
And so when.
What's the rule for kids? Do kids take mom's royal name or kids take dad's name?
That's why. But they're like, why would they not release what Ben's last name is? If they wanted
to. Either way, it's going to give it away. Right. But they've said.
Oh, yeah.
Our son.
Yeah, yeah.
So why are they not.
Right.
Why?
I think it'll end with politics. Because they're going to use that against her.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because in the novel about her, somebody finds out that Vader was her father. And so there's all this political upheaval because you want to be the leader of not just the rebellion the Republic.
Yeah.
And you are Darth Vader's daughter.
Yeah.
So, so there's a whole thing. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
So nerdy.
Yeah, that's super nerdy.
It's so good. It's so good. I love it. I love it. I love it.
So there you go. There's your dose of Star Wars nerdiness.
Pretty nerdy.
Yeah, pretty nerdy. Yeah.
Anyway, but of course, you can always tell us what you think. You can always find us on Facebook. Message us, comment on our post, whatever.
We'd love to hear from you. On Facebook, you can find us @AGallonAGay. We're also on Twitter @AGallonAGay, or you can email us @AGallonAGay@gmail.com. So please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you.
And also rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, whatever, however you find this podcast.
Absolutely.
All right, okay. That does it.
All right, until next time. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys.